I mean, we've done this for very many years now, and we just thought this was an opportunity to say it out loud again, and we will do the same for the general election. We've got infrastructure deficits that are huge. We have a housing crisis, I suppose, like other places, but it's worsened by the defective blocks. And it's about time really that this region was allowed to thrive. We believe that if there was investment, targeted investment, into our infrastructure needs and housing, that we could then live into our ambitions. And that's really the important thing. We want to be a growing, vibrant economy here in the Northwest. We don't want to be in transition, so we need the government to start really, just getting on with it.
An issue that cropped up during the pandemic, it's gone off the front pages to a certain extent, but still, according to your submission, very much an issue, and that's the issue of cross-border taxation.
Yeah, so this is about the work-from-home tax issue, and it's been there even before COVID, but obviously with COVID, a lot more people are doing flexible work. So it's a real issue for some businesses. And one of the big things we've been told, it stops them being able to recruit on both sides of the border, or hampers them recruiting both sides of the border, because they can't give the same terms and conditions to someone on either side. So it cuts the labour pool down a little bit for some businesses. And also it's the complexity of it, that we really don't think we should have this border as a porous border. We've worked here in the border for so many years, and we want it to work. I think it's always been there, and we think the government could sort it, and we don't think it's a massive problem to sort it, and we would like to see that done as well.
And it's also contrary to the model and perspective of this area as the Northwest City region, where ever closer ties between Letterkenny, Derry and further afield are envisaged. This would appear to be stressing separation rather than togetherness.
That's exactly it. You know, we've been working together for so long, and it's in really good space at the minute. And then we have Shared Island coming in there. So we definitely need them to look at this a bit more seriously. I just heard last week from a larger company, they basically recruit this side, and their other company recruits on the Northern Ireland side, and they don't really cross over. That doesn't work for, we have people who live, either side of the border, and their children go to school on the other side of the border. So there's, it doesn't make sense. But this is always going to be, emphasised after Brexit. And that's the way it is. But it affects our border, and it affects our economy.